We have now the man that most people think would be the coolest person with whom to share a beer. And we have Dave Kolpak. And we call this the Cool Pack with Dave Kolpak on KFGO. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing well. I was on jury duty once, by the way.
How'd that go?
It went well. I didn't think I'd get selected. I knew both the prosecutor and the defense attorney. But I think they kind of felt, well, this guy's a reporter. He can look at the facts objectively. And, you know, they both thought they were going to win. It was a case of possession of stolen property. So it wasn't anything real sexy by any means.
One of my favorite stories when I was a reporter, I was never as big as, you know, the bureau chief or anything like that. But I was a reporter at a small town radio station, and I was in court. And a woman had brought charges against another woman who allegedly had broken into her home and stolen clothing and stuff. And the Native American woman from whom stuff had been stolen was on the stand testifying. And they said, well, Mrs. George, what was stolen? She went, well, they took some of my dresses and they took my sweaters. They took some shoes. And then she looked at the defendant and she went, my God, she's wearing my shoes. And so they went and they looked at the shoes and they guilty.
All right, end of case there.
Okay, enough of that. Now, you've been out, we called this back from the Bakken. Is that correct? You've been exploring the Bakken?
That's correct. I was up there earlier this week. The man in charge of the White House drug control policy, also known as the Drug Czar, which is a great title, by the way. Yeah. I just like saying that, Drug Czar. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. But he was up there because he was announcing changes to the White House's plans on northern border security. And for the first time, you know, they do these strategy sessions every 2 years, and they have to come up with strategies for fighting drug crimes. And for the first time, they actually had a section in there on fighting crime in the Bakken and things that they plan to do about it.
And what did that have to do with northern border security?
Well, there are some drugs that come into the Bakken from the northern border. Oh. You know, it's probably as unrelated to the northern border as some of the other problems, because drugs are coming in from all over the place. To the oil patch these days, and, you know, from motorcycle gangs in California, Mexican drug cartels. I think it's just the fact that it's location. It wasn't exactly, you know, how we're going to make the borders tougher to help stop drug use there. But
I'm a little surprised by that. I don't know why I should be, but so many of the employees that have to work in the Bakken have to pee in a bottle, you know, and I would think that the drugs wouldn't be that big an issue, but evidently not every employee in the Bakken has to do that.
Yeah, I guess I'm not aware about the frequency of drug testing by some of these places, but, you know, they do have a lot of time off, too, and I don't know, you know, how long that stuff stays in your system.
Did he give you any idea, the Drug Czar? That is fun to say. Any idea of how much drugs is flowing into the Bakken?
Not really with quantity. He did kind of specify, you know, some drugs that are on the increase. Heroin is coming in there now at rates that they haven't seen. And meth has always been a pretty strong drug in rural areas. But that's kind of the one thing they're keeping their eye on now.
So what are they going to do about it? What did he say?
Well, they've added agents already. Before the oil boom, they had one FBI agent in Minot. Now they have five. They've also added a few other federal people in Montana, right on the other side of the border. So from a federal perspective, they have added several people. You know, their hope now is to expand their money or maybe, you know, take a little from here and move it there and do a little bit more with treatment. And you know, one of the problems they're having up there is they're putting people in jail that they really shouldn't put in jail, but they don't have any place else to put them. They're just the availability of treatment centers in most rural areas is poor, and up there it's the same way.
These new agents, are they going to be boots on the ground?
Boots, yes.
Or administrators?
Boots on the ground. Yep, they're...
going to be snooping around truck stops and motorcycle gangs and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and that's one thing. The U.S. attorney from North Dakota was also up there during this unveiling of the plan, and he was saying that... a good federal agent can really do a lot of damage. They've got the background, they've got the resources, but the thing is, the federal people, they only take the complicated cases. They're going to take the cartel cases, the cases with 65, 70 defendants. It's still relying on the cop on the street, in Williston to handle a lot of these other minor cases.
One of the things that really bothers me about those kind of cases to which you refer, those big cases, and this really does bother me, and I don't know if there's a solution, but I'll pick the scab, is that so often they will spend years setting up for the bust, because they want to make a big bust, and they feel they must. It's not just political, we hope. And in the meantime, they're purveying drugs and becoming fabulously wealthy and stashing it in offshore banks and such as that. They take so long, and I almost think if you just take each pawn out one at a time that it might be more effective, but they don't. They establish these cases for years.
Right, and that's, there are so many things that become so politicized these days, I do think up there for the most part, now granted, there's the press conference where we, this is what we did. We busted these people. But, I think especially as the problems gotten bigger, I do think everybody there is trying to work together on this. But again, what you talk about, I think, gets down to local people and the state. I know they're going to ask for $20 million in the next session to get more law enforcement officers. What does $20 million buy you? I don't know, but it seems like a lot of people.
Do you suppose, or is any talk come about, comparing the Bakken to the Red River Valley or Fargo, Moorhead, et cetera? Is the drug problem any worse over there than it is here, or is it just the inability for them to deal with it at this point in time?
I think it's worse in terms of per capita. Overall, I think you raise a good point. And you're right, they didn't have the resources, so they kind of started behind the eight ball on this to begin with. Mm-hmm. But, there's people making a lot of money on the oil patch, and they have a lot of free time and nothing to do up there. So it's just fertile ground. And so, I think it's more of a recent thing. I mean, I think this would people from outside the state and outside the country, they've targeted that area because they know they've got a big market.
This press conference you attended was in Minot?
It was, and I also had a one-on-one with the drug czar. Mm-hmm. Before the press conference. So we talked for 30 minutes about his plans, and he actually opened up quite a bit about his own battle with addiction, and he talks a lot about that when he's on the road, and I think he thinks, and I think he probably has a good point here that. His message kind of resonates a little bit better about treatment programs and about prevention programs because he's been there.
The drugs that are coming in, you mentioned heroin and meth, et cetera. Is marijuana a problem? Acid, the hallucinogens, was that mentioned in any of the statements?
I didn't hear much about hallucinogens. Marijuana is one of the most, I guess, this is not my term, but abused drugs in North Dakota. You've got marijuana, alcohol, marijuana, and then prescription drugs are the three drugs on the list, if you would, in North Dakota. I did ask him about the legalization of marijuana,
pale.
Well, he didn't actually talk quite a bit about it, but he said that the White House remains opposed to it, and he says. They're basing this on science, that they have studies to show that if you begin using marijuana, particularly at a young age, you're going to develop bigger problems later in life. But he also mentioned that right now there are more youth in the United States smoking pot than they are using tobacco.
interesting. Well, you know, the number one killing drug in America is alcohol.
Sure.
It kills more directly and indirectly than any other drug, all put together, according to what I've read very recently, but it's pretty established. Anything else you learned in your trip to the Bakken there?
Well, Dave? You know, Minot's exploding. I hadn't been there for a while, and it's just amazing. They've got hotels and lodging, and you know, the traffic there was pretty unbelievable. I actually got caught in a traffic jam one day. So, wow. You know, that's everyone usually talks about Williston when I talk about the middle of the oil patch, but I think it might be shifting.
Be darned.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Kolpak, the man most people would like to have a beer with. See you later.
Yeah.
Jack and Sandy show underway here. That was Dave Kolpak. That was our Cool Pack moment here on KFGO.